Hello. I think it would be helpful for me to respond to the message that we heard on Sunday morning at church. This is for a number of reasons, not least of which was that we had a number of people contact myself and Mick, the church secretary, saying how positive and helpful they found it, as well as numbers of people saying how much they were upset by it, in pretty much equal measure. And so I speak now on behalf of all the elders. The 20s, 30s age group at ABC are afforded a voice, which is why I approach them. We need to give a voice to those across the ages in the life of ABC. Not only was it good to have the 20s, 30s involved, it was good to have women speak to us about women. Just 2 weeks previously, I'd invited Sally to speak about a woman who met Jesus. And the same thing happened on Sunday with Cass and Chloe speaking to us about the healing of the woman and Jairus' daughter. In what we heard on Sunday, we could see that there was a great understanding of the themes which existed in the passage. And the message came across as articulate and you said, highly engaging. And then there was the application. I guess, like with any speaker we might hear, we love it when their message chimes with what we think, and we don't love it when it doesn't. So, given the responses Mick and I received, what the message did in part was to expose the reality of the different views which exist in ABC on issues around sexual ethics, and specifically issues around the transgender and LGBT communities and their place within the Christian community. Also, from the responses we've had, there are some among us who are simply unsure as to what to think. And we all need to accept, not pretend or deny, that such a spectrum actually exists in ABC. Some have asked whether the church, or rather the elders, have a view on these issues, to which the answer is that we are on a journey to work this out. We have talked about these issues as elders together in the past, and just last summer we spent time online extensively looking at the Bible passages which are often cited in relation to the issue of same-sex relations. But our journey continues. At some point in the future, we want to make space to open things up for sharing, listening, and learning across the church. But we're not going to do that right now. At the moment, I and the team, to be frank, are absolutely exhausted. And because our focus and energy at this time is all about working to sustain the church and work through the many and extensive implications of the pandemic for the life and mission and witness of ABC. So I hope this helps everyone to set the message in some kind of context and explain where we are currently up to. Thank you for listening and take care.